Conversation 1.
What have you got for lunch there, Meg? Smells good.
Stir fry. Leftovers from last night. Oh, it was good to take a break.
Sure is. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, busy. I did some work for the park.
Oh, yeah? Did you take a walk?
No, not this time. Showed some snakes.
Snakes?
Well, just small pythons.
Don't think I'd hold a snake.
Oh, pythons aren't that bad. They're not venomous. You've got to keep an eye on them, though. They wrap themselves around you pretty quickly. Can tie you up in knots in no time.
Oh, look, that reminds me of something that happened to a mate of mine.
Oh, now don't tell me he was squeezed to death by an anaconda.
No, not that bad, but almost. He was working in the bush in Queensland somewhere, and he gave a lift to this backpacker, and they were driving along, and the backpacker suddenly started yelling.
What?
There was this snake.
In the car? You're kidding!
Yeah, in the car. The backpacker was sitting next to him, you know, in the passenger
seat. Yeah, in the passenger seat.
Yeah, and this python came up behind him and started winding itself around his neck. And he was grabbing at it and trying to wrench it off.
And could he?
No. And my mate was driving with one hand all over the road, pulling at the snake with the other.
Oh, no. Poor snake.
Anyway, he stopped the car and the backpacker, he was making all these gurgling noises. And my mate worked the snake loose, but it bit him on the hand.
Yeah, well, he separated him from his dinner, didn't he?
Yeah, suppose so. Anyway, he knew it wasn't too serious because it was just a python, but he thought he'd better have the bite checked out anyway, so they drove to the hospital with the snake writhing around the floor of the car. It was about 2 metres long.
And what about the backpacker?
Well, don't know. I'm sure he chose his lifts more carefully after that.
2 metres? That's a big snake. Would have made a decent-sized necklace.
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry, just my weird sense of humour.
Conversation 2.
G'day, mate. How you going?
All right. How's things?
Not bad. How's yourself? Haven't seen you around.
Nah, been on leave.
Ah, yeah. What did you do?
Not much. Went mad and got myself a car.
Oh, yeah. What'd you buy?
A Commodore.
A Commodore?
Yeah. It's done about 50,000 Ks.
Is it okay?
Yeah, as far as I can tell. Looks like a brand new car.
Did you take it for a run?
Yeah, smooth drive. No noise. And it's got 12 months rego.
Sounds like a good buy. I'm looking myself at the moment.
Oh, yeah? Had enough of the trains, have you?
Yeah, there's always some hassle. A freight train jumped the tracks yesterday.
Yeah?
And another coming up ran into it.
Anyone hurt?
Don't think so.
So, how did you get to work?
Oh, took me hours. Bus and train. I was walking up the street to the station, and there were all these people stopped in cars saying, "Oh, there's no trains."
So what did you do?
So I walked back home and rang up the station, and they said there were trains to Springwood. So I walked all the way back again to the station. Took a train to Springwood. They threw us off at Springwood, and then we got a bus to Penrith, and then a train from Penrith to Granville.
Did you see the train wreck? From the highway as you went down?
Nah, it was in one of the cuttings, evidently, on the hill coming up. But, like I say, there's always something going wrong.
Yeah.
I really need a car.
You want to buy a Commodore?
I thought you said it was okay.
Well, I don't think it's a bad buy, like. Though it's only got 3 months' warranty on it.
Should do you for a couple of years, though.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
Oh, bloody hell, look at the time. Better get back to work, I suppose.
All right. Talk to you later.
See you, mate.
See ya.